Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday. I'm Matt Lewis. We have a scorcher in store for us today. 87 degrees is going to be our high under partly cloudy skies. For tonight, 63 will be the low, partly cloudy. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms later on, otherwise partly cloudy. And looks like Saturday night, 60 degrees will be the low. Sunday, rounding out your weekend with 81 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Now, the best thing in this forecast, other than some scattered thunderstorms Saturday night, there's no rain. When's the last time you can remember that happening right here around our area? Well, the morning show is pleased to welcome today the Owego host team and some of the members right here with the Owego Fire Department as well. We welcome Patrick Gavin. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, Matt. Good to see you and good to have you back in the saddle.
I'm very happy to be back. Very grateful to be back. Jim Mead is joining us as well. He's the chief engineer of the steamer at the fire department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Owego Mayor Mike Barana joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
I appreciate all of you coming down here today. So let's start off, and we're going to start off with Patrick. Tell me a little bit about the steamer pump project.
Sure. 2020, after we concluded the Baker Fireman's Fountain restoration, the hose team took on the restoration of the Owego Fire Department's 1866 Amiskeg steam fire engine. Kind of had three phases of that project that are coming to conclusion. The first phase, of course, was building the beautiful steamer house we now have next to Owego Station Number 2 on North Avenue. And then the steamer restoration, which has been going on for 5 years, that we brought home the steamer after it is now operational and the oldest operating, we believe, steam fire engine in the country. And then we're transitioning into our third phase of the project, which will be getting it back out in the community, partnering with local high schoolers to get them involved with the project and perhaps volunteer with the Owego Fire Department. So it's been a long time coming. We're excited it's back. I think the community's excited it's back. We had a great turnout last week when we brought it home, and more to come.
All right. Well, it sounds like very ambitious. Once again, how long did it take for the restoration?
We took the steamer during COVID to Maine and Hope, Maine at Firefly Restorations in October of 2020.
So it's been a long time.
It sure has. But, yeah, I've been telling folks it's a unique item, and you can't just take it down to the local auto parts store and get a piece of equipment for it. Or, you know, Andy Swift with Firefly is one of the best in the country and one of the few remaining folks in the country that really can do the work. And he's a craftsman. And you, as I have found out in this project, you really can't push a craftsman at their trade.
What was the total restoration cost? Is that something you could share? Or?
Sure, yeah. We were under contract with Andy for $75,000. There was some additional cost to that. The cost for the steamer building were approaching above $300,000. So also between the man hours and volunteer work and the actual project costs, we're right around $500,000 approximately.
And that got you a new boiler and everything. The other one was definitely not able to be steamed anymore.
Sure. And all that money was raised through the hose team fundraising efforts and the great support we got from the local foundations here. So, you know, when you supported Owego Hose Team Chicken Barbecue, our golf tournament, which is happening tomorrow, it supports projects like that.
Excellent. Well, part of this is the historical part, and Jim Mead is the chief engineer. He basically probably didn't need training, but probably got a refresher course somewhere in there. But overall, you had the Tioga Scenic Railroad, you had the steam engine with that. I myself have fired steam engines down on the Strasburg Railroad during some of the summers with engine 9031 and 1223 back in the day and 7002. And tell us a little bit about the history of the steam engine, the pumper itself.
Well, Matt, what would it be like for you if you found out in the weeds somewhere a wooden engine house on a railroad and you opened the two front doors and you looked in and here was this huge brass-bound beautiful thing from the Civil War?
I like it.
Yeah,
I
like it
know.
As a railroad fan. Well, as a fire enthusiast, fire fan, and there are such things, fire machinery fans, it's the Holy Grail. It's essentially a hand drawn. It's big, but it's not as big as many at the time. It was made to work within a small district here in the village, which is outlined on maps, and they would draw from the river, and the steamer only went so far. In fact, I think it was probably a taxing district, and that's probably how they paid for it.
Do you know what the initial cost was?
$4,500.
Oh, right. My goodness. Wow.
So, which back then was quite a chunk of change.
Yeah. I bet.
And it became, you know, as far as we know, it did well service. Company 6 probably existed before. Did Company 6 exist before the steamer, I wonder?
Did not. It was created.
Created for the steamer. And that would be because of the training that would be needed even at that time, because it was like trying to learn how to fly an airplane or something, because there really weren't even traction engines. You know, traction engines for farm use came into use maybe 20 years after that. So this is when the farm boys started to learn about steam. But this is so early that it's phenomenal that it exists.
Excellent. So there's a lot of rich history there as well. Now, you're overseeing training and the program itself, keeping it operationally safe. And what do you see in the future for the engine? If it's well-maintained, how long will this last?
Yeah, immediately, of course, we will be getting our New York State certification. The new boiler was built to ASME, a National Board of Pressure Vessel Underwriters specifications. And so it's all set, other than New York State has to go through all their inspection processes again, both dry and then wet and then under steam. And we don't anticipate any problems with that, but it's involved. There's engineering involved. There's mathematics involved. And, hand-fired, fire tube boilers is not something that these inspectors come across every day either.
It's an
experience for them as well, and we're looking forward to going through all that. But we'll do it step by step, and the training will be that way too. My dear friend Dr. Jerry Bertaldo from who's a retired large animal vet, but we met as freshmen at Cornell, and we became fast friends, and he actually is better at it than I am. So he'll be leading some pretty involved training on Sunday.
Well, this is definitely a big deal, without a doubt. Now, we'll go back to Patrick again. Tell me about the schedule coming up for the steamer.
Sure. Again, Matt, we want to get it back out into the community next Friday when Big Boy comes roaring into town. We're going to have it down there on display tomorrow, weather dependent, knock on wood. We've got our hose team Memorial Golf Tournament over at Tioga Golf Club in Nichols. We hope to have it on display there. And again, Big Boy next Friday. And then, of course, the big Strawberry Festival on June 20th. The steamer will be leading the parade. And Jim had mentioned that back in the day, the steamer could either be hand or horse-drawn. We are going to attempt to hand-pull that. I have here, for your viewers watching on Facebook Live, this is an original sales book for Ameskeg from the 1800s. And you'll note that is our steam fire engine, which is a Harp steam fire engine.
Go over by the microphone there just a little bit and up. There you go. Now
you can see the two gentlemen. This is called a tiller tongue that would be steering the steam fire engine. And there are ropes that come out that allow anywhere from a dozen to 20 firefighters to actually pull the steam fire engine. So say a prayer for us. We're going to attempt to do that at the Strawberry Festival.
Now, you're the Grand Marshal, so you're just going to be watching.
Yeah, I'll be shouting orders, I'm sure. But, so we're excited about that, and we're going to have it down here on this end of North Avenue and showcasing it down here with the fire department, who I think's going to have their dunking booth and some other things going on. We've got a band that Mrs. Sauerbry signed up for us to also be down on this end of North Avenue. So that's the immediate schedule. And as Jim mentioned, we'll probably take it to the Central New York Firefighters Convention in Auburn this year in July. But, our vision is to get it out in the community, get it running, getting folks interested in it to learn about it.
It sounds like it's going to be quite an event, and I'm sure a lot of things will be added on.
Sure.
To the steamer schedule as it comes up right there. Big Boy coming to town will be a huge event, a few thousand people minimum expected to go and descend here on the village. A lot of street closers. We went through it earlier. We'll go through it again and keep you informed all week long. Been talking with Ed Dickens from the Union Pacific Steam Locomotive program there. And he's the head of it. He's also one of the engineers on the engine, and trying to get him in here for an interview, or I'll go to him.
Sure.
And I'm looking forward to being able to do that. So,
I mean, how exciting is that? Big Boy coming to town, United States of America's 250th anniversary. Here in Owego, we've got the oldest operating steam fire engine in the country. I think it's just all coming together pretty good.
It is definitely going to be a day to remember. And then Strawberry Festival the next weekend. going to get real busy here for a couple of weeks right there. We're going to bridge once again, and now we're going to bring in WeGo Mayor Mike Morata, and we're going to have a little side thing here as far as some of the donors and support. And Patrick, if you want to take a lead on that.
Sure. On the side of the steam fire engine is the motto of, like Jim said, the Awaga Company 6, United We Conquer. And we certainly couldn't have pulled this project off without the Village of WeGo board support, Mayor Beretta's support, and all our donors. So the property, if folks remember, was the old Lloyd's Barbershop. And at the time the project started, it was owned by Steve Lounsbury and his manufacturing operation there on Temple Street. So we were able to negotiate basically a land swap with Steve and the village so we could have the building right on North Avenue. So we can't thank Steve enough. We can't thank the mayor and the village board enough. You know, they kind of give us these projects like they did with the Fireman's Fountain, and we run with them. Fortunately for them and us, they've been successful projects. And of course, we want to mention our donors, specifically the foundations that supported the project: Mildred Faulkner Truman Foundation, Fannie C. Hyde Charitable Trust, Les Wagner Foundation, and then Lisa and Dennis over at the Goat Boy, in memory of Marv Potter and his wife. And of course, we had over 200 folks, much like our brick program at the fountain, contribute $100 to the project as steam boosters. We sold 813 pounds of stock for the central fire station bell that was installed in the steamer house. So it really, back to my original point, United We Conquer. WeGo really united and rallied behind this project as they usually do with the hosting projects. We're just so appreciative. And if you notice on the monument that we constructed in front of the steamer house, Kurt Vonnegut, great writer, is quoted as saying on the monument, I can think of no more greater symbol than man's humanity to man than a fire engine. And if you think about that quote, a fire engine's sole purpose back then or today is to help people. And we really hope by bringing the steamer back and getting it back in the community that folks pause and just think about that. You know, today is a crazy world. There's a lot of things going on that we can't control. But if folks just step back and go by that steamer house and say, man, there is a piece of equipment that's specifically designed to help folks. The fire station sitting next door with modern day fire apparatus, same concept, same message. We just really hope folks take that to home.
Excellent. Any comments for Mike in there?
And Mike, again, we appreciate your support, the village board's support. We were just talking about what the next hosting project might be. I think we might have another good one in the works.
Good. Yeah, no, it's always great to work with you guys.
Time to roll up your sleeves. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with the WeGo host team and in partnership with the WeGo Fire Department. We've got Patrick Gavin here. Not only is he the Grand Marshal of the Strawberry Festival Parade, but he's also in with the steamer project right up to his neck so far. Jim Mead is the chief engineer for the project and training for the steamer. And we have a WeGo Mayor Mike Morata also joining us here in studio. Now we're going to go and switch gears a little bit and address WeGo Mayor Barada. And usually once a month we have him in here to talk about some of the issues of the week or the month of the day that are up there. So first question for you today, of course, our friends there on Monday night with the chicken ordinance on the agenda again, specifically roosters. Tell us where we are on that.
Yeah, so nothing really happened. We had a lot of comments. We were brought forward a law to maybe get rid of roosters, and that didn't ever schedule a public hearing. We had some revisions maybe to it, so maybe we'll schedule a public hearing coming up for it. But
now, what if I lived in the village and I decided I wanted miniature donkeys or miniature horses or something? How would that fall under that ordinance?
You actually can have them because there's apparently no laws against that.
That's exactly what Lewis said. So yeah. I figured I'd confirm that. Yeah. So that's where it is right there. So as of right now, there's nothing tabled. Will there be in the next meeting?
We'll see. Our attorney's supposed to update the rooster law. We talked about some different, you know, clauses to it as far as ages of how do you know when a rooster's a rooster and that kind of thing.
So. Very good. That sounds like a good ending point.
He's got the hardest job in the village. Yeah.
I remember when my dad was chief of police, somebody kept a pony in one of the houses on Front Street. And they said, well, there's no, you can't. Yeah, you can keep a pony on Front Street.
Yeah, you can.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the big boy event. A lot of street closings and stuff going on. Tell us what's going to be happening next Friday here.
Yeah, so we're in planning for that. Like you said, a lot of street closures, you know, Depot Street, State Street, you know, all over by the rainbow there and the turn. Obviously, the train's coming right by the turn, just past it there. So, and then we're closing some stuff on the other side by, like, Home Central and whatnot.
So the start time for their arrival is now 10:45, I'm told?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, so it had been a little bit earlier before. Now, it's going to be spending the night down there in the valley, but basically it'll be restricted access at that point, so the public can't view it there. It'll then come down here to Owego. It will be public viewing.
Yep.
Expected crowd?
We're thinking a couple thousand at least.
Okay. So you're going to have more than that.
Yeah, you're going to have more than that.
You're going to have a lot more than that.
You know, calling between the village and tourism from out of town as far as asking where they can park their tour buses and stuff. So
yeah, well, that should give you a good indication right there.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that coming up, and we'll keep everybody informed and detailed as we get closer.
Becca said all the hotels in the area, along with all the bed and breakfasts downtown, are sold out with waiting lists. So
I understand, that's for sure.
On a random Friday.
So. Now, it's going to go from here, and it's going to go to downtown Binghamton, and specifically the Conklin Yard.
Yep.
Once again, no access will be allowed to the public, but they're holding a Norfolk Southern employee event there. So they're going to have a bunch of activity going on there into the evening. The next morning, it'll be taking off and heading south on the Lackawanna Cutoff. It's going to go over the Nicholson Viaduct and end up at Steamtown in Scranton. Yep. And it's going to be there for about 2 weeks on display. But you need a ticket to get in.
Yes.
And you might want to get that ahead of time, because that is going to be absolutely flooded, because the sister of the big boy, there's only 8 of them left, resides there. So 2 big boys will be side by side, the 4012 and the 4014. So it's going to be kind of busy down there.
Yeah.
4012 has been to Owego.
It was through here before.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I looked over, and there it was coming up the Lehigh and passing over onto the Erie on the Lehigh D&H turn. And then it went continued on D&H when it got D&H tracks proper when it got to Binghamton, of course, and on its way to Bellows Falls.
Right. And that's something else. And then in 84, it journeyed back down to Steamtown. I was pacing it all the way down over the taking pictures on the viaduct, and unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, the huge viaduct, and it made that thing look small. That's not small.
Right.
It's almost as long as a 747 jetliner, so not quite, about 3/4 as long, but unbelievable right there. Switching topics, we've got the pool. Everybody, Sebi at the head of the line, wondering when that's going to open.
So we're getting there. We have 2 pumps to repair, and then, you know, inspections to pass, so I know we had CPR training for the lifeguards that needed it this week. They held a new lifeguard course over at the school on Memorial Day. So we got some new lifeguards from that, one of which may be my daughter. So.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
She passed the class.
That's a good summer job.
It's quite the test.
Nice.
So. Excellent. So that sounds like it's going to be fun. And what hours will that be running this year?
Oh, the same as always, you know, noon to 7, and then 7 to 8 is adult swim. So
all right.
We are attempting to open before we usually do on the weekends. So
that's looking like it's going to be a go this year on time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's excellent. And once again, admission is free. You're still doing the swimsuit giveaway thing?
Yeah, we probably will have that going on there too. You know what I mean?
Are you going to do the cannonball in it like you usually do? Doesn't Charlie? Oh, he's not on the board anymore. But
maybe we can draft him in though. He'll probably still do it.
Does Zebby participate in that too?
He's usually there to film it.
Oh, he's the film guy. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, he can do a Zebby scoop in the pool. So he can lift Charles in the pool. So that's
much safer in the pool.
Absolutely. So when the tsunami goes over into the Price Chopper parking lot, you'll know where it came from. Also, we wanted to talk about the Marvin Park Farmers Market, first kickoff day tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that'll be a good thing. The Fair Board, you know, realized that we need a farmers market in the village that people can walk to, so they got that set up and starts tomorrow.
Well, that all sounds good. And as we get a little bit closer to that, anything else going on around the village that we should talk about today?
Well, I mean, just going to get busy between Big Boy and then, you know, a week later, Strawberry Festival. And then we're talking about maybe something for 4th of July. So
we got to plug Firehouse, formerly Firehouse Subs, Firehouse Concessions will be at Owego Central Fire Station next Monday through Saturday.
Jamie Mullen will be joining us live on air to promote that as well.
Great guy.
Next Monday.
Great guy. So great partnership with Jamie on that.
Looking forward to that. And Jamie originally worked for me way back when. So believe it or not, it's a small world. You run into the same people again and again. But he's done great things with it. He's got a passion for the whole thing. And it's helped out a lot of local fire departments all over the place.
And those contributions that we get from him go to the steamer project and the hose team projects.
Very good. Well, we're going to wrap things up here today. I'd like to thank everyone for coming down. Parting thoughts today, Mike?
Just enjoy the next couple of weeks. It's going to be busy, and hope I survive the golf tournament tomorrow.
All right, excellent. Brief parting thoughts, Jim.
Well, I'm looking forward to not only preserving and operating the steam fire engine, but we'll need a structure. We're thinking about that. Owego Fire Preservation Company 6 or something like that, to have some sort of a structure, because the various companies in the department own some phenomenal historical objects, and perhaps some of those might make their way over. And so Dennis Reynolds, that had been a historian of the department, good friend of mine and so forth, did a lot. There's a lot recorded, but there's still a lot of bringing together the history that could be done under an organization like that. So there's always need for help for even people just to catalog or polish brass or whatever. So
I'll be sticking my nose in.
So it'll be like Patrick says, there's something for everyone, and we're just going to try to guide it in directions where it's nothing but good stuff.
We look forward to that, and we're going to ask Jim to come on next Friday with us as the Big Boy rolls into town here on the morning show, along with some other guests as well. Parting thoughts today, Patrick.
Just thank you, Matt. Again, great to see you in the booth. I do have to say hi to my bride and my three munchkins down in South Carolina, Sarah, Anna, and Stevie.
You still have those?
Yeah, I do. They still keep me around despite all these projects I get them and myself into. But no, Webo, Stable of Owego, Matt, your Stable of Owego, and we're so glad you're back in the booth and just appreciate all you do for us as well. So thank you.
Thank you for that. It's good to have another chapter in the book, so to speak.
Absolutely.
If you missed any portion of this interview, we've been Facebook live streaming it from the studio. We'll also have audio copy and pictures up at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's coming up on 9:39. Time to check the forecast.